Senate will be in session. Members and guests, please rise for the invocation by Chaplain Johnson of the Senate. Remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Chaplain Johnson.
Let's pray. God, we begin by thanking you for safety as many of us have traveled over this weekend. Thank you. And as we begin another week of work in this body, we remember the words from the book of Daniel that you give wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning, that you reveal deep and hidden things, that you know what lies in darkness, and that light dwells with you. This week, we would ask that you shine your light in each of our lives, and that you shine your light in this place to guide us in all of our decisions. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, would take the roll.
Mr. President, 50 members are present.
Quorum being present, the Senate is ready for business. That objection will go to order of business number two, reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, we are committed on education and cultural resources. Report that Senate Resolution 33 be adopted. Senator Daniel Solomon, Chair. Mr. President, we are committed on finance and claims. Report that Senate Bill 458 do pass and that Senate Bill 485 do pass as amended. Senator John Esp, Chair. Mr. President, we are committed on state administration. Report that House Bills 109, 143, and 199 be concurred in. Senator Mike Cuff, Chair. That is all, Mr. President.
Without objection, the committee reports are adopted. Without objection, we'll go to order business number four, messages from the governor.
None, Mr. President.
Okay, without objection, we'll go to order business number five, messages from the other house.
Mr. President, I'm directed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate the following actions. The following House bills were on this day, read through several times and passed, title and history agreed to, and are herewith transmitted to the Senate for concurrence. House Bill 297, Welch. House Bill 355, Fitzpatrick. House Bill 362, Baum. House Bill 375, Fitzpatrick. House Bill 377, Rexton. That is all, Mr. President. Signed, Carolyn Cheetah, Chief Clerk of the House. That is all, Mr. President.
That objection will go to order business number six, first reading and commitment of bills.
Mr. President, following House bills have been referred to committee. More than you want to know. Mr. President, House Bill 297, 355, 362, 355, 377 have been introduced and read. House Bills 135, 181, 217, and 274 have been referred to committee. That is all, Mr. President.
Senator Lang.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can I be off the record now that you're on for the purpose of an introduction?
You may.
Thank you, Mr. President. Up in the balcony, senators, to the left is the woman of my dreams, my wife, Lorna, and our youngest daughter, Lindsay, and her youngest grandson, Wind River Anderson. Welcome.
Welcome to the Senate. Senator Gillespie.
Yeah, Mr. President, can I be off the record and out of the journal for purposes of an introduction?
You may.
Our Shelby Superintendent of Schools, Mr. Elliot Crump, off to my right, up to the north there, looking the other way here. There we go. Anyway, we want to welcome him. He's a great asset to our community and our school system up in Shelby. So,
welcome to the Senate. Senator Wellborn.
Mr. President, thank you. May I be off and out on a point of personal privilege?
You may.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to take just a second to congratulate Senator Bartell and his Lewistown Eagles for beating my Dillon Beavers in the state championship Saturday night. Had we have known the lineup Friday afternoon, I would have made him a friendly bet on maybe a steak dinner. So I still owe you one, Senator, and nice work on a season. Well done. Awesome team. And good bunch of kids.
Senator Small.
All right, could I get the pages to stand up, please? Okay. Okay, we have new pages this week. It's time for the introduction. First off, we have Laura Fitzpatrick. She attends Great Falls High School, where she represents her class on the student council as class president. She also plays basketball and volleyball. Laura is an accomplished piano player and hopes to go into journalism after high school. And Laura is sponsored by Senator Steve Fitzpatrick over there. Probably a little bit of a relation. Next up, we have Jordan Olson, who is a senior at Roundup High School, where he participates in basketball and track and field. He's also in 4-H and FFA, where he volunteers for a community service each year as a member of each organization. Outside of school sports and organizations, Jordan likes to hike and fish with his dad, and he is sponsored by Senator Barry Usher. And then last, we have Alyssa Rapp, who is a senior at her home school in Great Falls. She is active in basketball, volleyball, bowling, pottery, and art. She is also active in her church. Alyssa may take a year off after graduation to explore the possibilities of pursuing a career in animation. Alyssa is sponsored by Senator Heinbaugh. All righty, thank you.
Welcome to the Senate. Senator Beard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to be off the journal and out of the record for the purpose of an introduction.
You may.
Thank you. Mr. President, members of the body, I'd like to introduce a friend of mine, a constituent, and also the superintendent over at the Drummond School. He's from Helmville, Dean Phillips. Welcome
to the Senate. Senator Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. President. Maybe off the record and out of the journal for purposes of an introduction.
You may.
Over here to my left, I have my wife, Ashley, my oldest daughter, Kira, and my youngest son, Carter.
Welcome to the Senate. Senator Vermeer.
Mr. President, can I be off the record and out of the journal for an introduction?
You may.
Over here, I have my beautiful wife, Cindy, my daughter, Brianne, and her husband, Matt, and my two grandchildren, Noda and Holt.
Welcome to the Senate. Senator Hertz.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Maybe off the record and out of the journal for a clarification.
You may.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Senator Wellborn, for talking about state championships. So that reminded me of the basketball. So for those of you who might be from a town that had a state basketball championship team, I think you should put $20 into the basketball just for all your joys. Yes. Yes. And then, Mr. President, as I talked about last Friday, the Port Polson Players will be here this Wednesday to provide us some entertainment about Thomas Marr, our second territorial governor. And when I, on the floor, I said he was our first territorial governor. He was not, as Senator McCamey reminded me. It was Sidney Edgerton who was our first territorial governor, who actually came from, he was Chief Justice of the Idaho Territory. And then about 1864, when they started carving up the territories, he became territorial governor of Montana Territory. But then, due through some political differences, that's when Thomas Marr was then appointed second governor of our territory. So just a little bit of education. You'll learn more about Thomas Marr this Wednesday. Thank you.
Senator Lang.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to be off the record another journal for a point of privilege.
You may.
Thank God it didn't have to do all the teams from the county that went to the state tournament, because I had three of them. But I will put $20 into basketball for the Seiko Whitewater team that won the Class C girls. Thank you very much.
Senator Bartell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to respond to some of the issues that were brought up today, but also want to see, and I would like to do a little more bragging, okay? So the Lewistown Fergus Eagles, just to let you all know that we also won the state Class A football championship also, and we were undefeated. And then we went on to win the state Class A basketball tournament, and yes, we did beat the Dillon Beavers. And we are now 24-0, so let's give a big hand to them kids because they really worked hard, and we got a great, great bunch of kids.
Senator, since you didn't offer to be off the record and out of the journal, we'll take $20 there, too. Senator Sales.
Mr. Speaker. Mr. President. So I'll give you 60 because I got to tell you that now that we're starting this, that I also won the football pool on the Super Bowl, so I have the cash.
Thank you. Senator Sales.
Thank you, Mr. President. If I could be off the record and out of the journal as well.
You may.
Thank you, and I would like to get the good senator that is in a good giving mood to maybe cover my $20, but I also have a great team, Manhattan Christian Eagles, that won not only once, but back-to-back state championship. So, with that, thank you, Mr. Bartell, Senator Bartell, for putting in the money.
Senator O'Brien.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to be off the record and out of the journal for an introduction and then for an announcement.
You may.
Thank you. I would like to introduce to you Arlene Walker-Andrews, who is a school board director from Missoula County Public Schools. We're delighted to have you here. And if I'm missing anyone else, I beg your pardon. I would also like to recognize Hellgate High School, who took the state championship for boys, as well as Loyola High School. I'm thinking maybe I need to put 40 in because two high schools, one county, yay team. Thank you all.
Senator Lang, you're lit up. I don't know if that's Senator Lang. Okay, took that off. Senator Asp.
President, may I be off the record and out of the journal, sir?
You may, because we need some more money.
Since there doesn't seem to be anybody from Big Fork in this chamber to brag about their girls' team whipping the Big Timber team, my poor sheep herders went down in the championship game, but I will be delighted to congratulate them, and Representative Keenan, if he walks through this chamber, could give you $20 for your basketball.
Wonderful. Senator Nolan.
Well, I failed in one of my important responsibilities as a representative from Big Fork, but thank you. I was a little late. You beat me to the punch, and she's going to hand that here so that I can put my money in. Again, thank you, Big Fork girls. And off the record and out of the journal, Mr. Chairman.
That's 40.
$40. Okay, let's get back to work here. Mr. Majority Leader, go to Order of Business 9, motions.
I don't have any motions, Mr. President, so number 7.
Okay, we'll go to Order of Business number 7, second reading of bills. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move the Senate resolve itself in the Committee of the Whole for the consideration of business on second reading.
You've heard the motion of Senator Fitzpatrick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. And members, you now have before you for your consideration. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, now I have a motion in second reading.
Okay, go ahead.
I move to pass consideration of House Bill 104 for the day.
That objection so ordered. Members, you now have before you for your consideration House Bill 100. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
House Bill 100, introduced by R. Fitzgerald by request of the Department of Livestock, a bill for an act entitled Act Revising Laws Related to Livestock Inspections, requiring livestock owners to contain livestock for all inspections and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections to the title and history of the bill as read?
None, Mr. President.
Clerk, read the sections.
Sections 1 through 2.
Members of the committee, now have before you House Bill 100. What is your pleasure, Senator Lang?
Mr. President, I move that when this committee does write a report after having under consideration House Bill 100, that I recommend the same do pass, Mr. President.
Senator Lang.
Thank you, Mr. President. I bring you House Bill 100. Is a little bit of a cleanup bill, and all livestock, which everybody owns livestock in the state, pays a per capita fee to the state, and what they also want to make sure we don't have any disease movement throughout the state when one outbreak does happen. So this bill was re-amended in the Senate. We did not want to make it too stringent. We added the words agent or custodian if the owner can't be there or if the owner is incapacitated at the day that they're going to work those cattle. And we feel this is a good change and would appreciate a green vote. Thank you.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. President.
Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, would the senator care to close? Senator has closed. Question now rises on the motion of Senator Lang when this committee does rise and report, having under consideration House Bill 100, recommend the same be concurred in. Many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators voting aye. House Bill 100 has passed second reading. Members, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 246. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
Senate Bill 246, introduced by Zolnikoff and Ellsworth, a bill for an act entitled Act Revising Laws Related to the Water's Edge Election for Corporate Income Tax Purposes, eliminating the list of countries that are considered tax havens from the income and apportionment factors, eliminating reporting requirements, providing definitions, amending sections, and providing an immediate effective date and a retroactive applicability date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. President.
Clerk, read the sections.
1-8.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Bill 246. What is your pleasure, Senator Zolnikoff?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 246, that I recommend the same do pass.
Senator Zolnikoff.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the committee. Senate Bill 246 eliminates from statute the list of countries that were designated tax havens in 2003. The list was last updated in 2009. Tax haven was considered to be a country that had a tax system that was not transparent, had a low tax rate, did not require physical activity, did not cooperate with tax authorities in other countries. And it came from an organization that was developed in 1998. But apparently, from how I understand it, there are no nations that were included in the 1998 list that are now considered tax havens under current criteria. And I believe we thought there was only one state that has this list. There's apparently two. And we would like to be back to not having this on here. It is quite arbitrary. The Department of Revenue also supported removing this list and thinks that the federal government's audit provisions is what should be utilized for this. So there's quite a lot about this issue, but I'll just keep it simple and be here if anybody has questions. Thanks.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. President.
Discussion on motion. Senator Dunwell.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. So I'm going to be a no, and I'm going to tell you why and hope that you'll come along with me and vote no on this bill. All of Montana taxpayers can't weigh in on this, including most Montanans who pay their fair share. This bill directly helps not Montana corporations, not Montana businesses, but out-of-state multinational corporations who, frankly, use some of these tax haven countries to reduce their tax liability. And, you know, this is a thing that our local businesses and local corporations and individuals can't do. So what this bill does, it eliminates that list considered tax havens that under current law are included in the tax base, the elect water's edge filing status for Montana corporate income. And, you know, looking at the fiscal note, we're talking $1.4 million a year. You know, given our revenue balance, that may seem like beer money, but to hardworking Montanans, they'd love to have some of that money. And keep in mind, they pay their fair share in taxes. So, this bill gets rid of the tax haven list and opens the door to even more tax avoidance by multinational corporations. It allows them to just avoid paying their fair share that the rest of us pay. Any domestic or Montana-based corporations pay. So including tax havens within the water's edge is what currently happens, and this bill would change that. And it just means that multinationals right now doing business in Montana are required to report their taxable income so that it's fairly computed. It keeps corporations from hiding profits. And basically, I know it's wonky, right? It's really wonky. But what it does, bottom line, it lets multinational corporations, not Montana corporations, Montana small businesses, it lets them hide their money, their profits, and they don't pay, so they don't pay taxes on it. They don't pay their fair share. So it's a question of fairness, it's a question of accountability, and frankly, it gives the multinational corporations the freedom to cheat. With that, I ask for a red. Thanks.
Senator Hertz.
Thank you, Ms. President, members of the body. I'd have to almost completely disagree with everything that Senator Dunwell just said. This is a very fair bill. It makes common sense, too. As Senator Zolnikoff pointed out, these tax haven lists was way back in 2003. Just because we don't have this list anymore, the audit provisions of the Department of Revenue can still go out if they suspect that corporations are hiding money through their audit procedures, they can go after those dollars. So the fiscal note, it only impacts, there's only a couple of multinational corps doing business in Montana. One of them is about ready to exit the state, and this fiscal note will almost disappear after that happens. So this is a good bill, makes a lot of sense. No other states are doing this. It's an arbitrary list. You can still go out, the department can just look at all these different tax havens, which change from year to year, so they're not stuck in the weeds here. So this is a good bill. I request a due pass. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, Senator, would you care to close?
I would. Thank you, Mr. President. So remember one thing that I said, that the department does not want to have the discretion to determine jurisdictions. They are a state, and we're looking at different countries, and that is not what a Department of Revenue does. It's painting with a very broad brush, and we would rather I'd rather work with the department on what they can do, including audits and other things along those lines. So one thing I want to look at, remember this list has not been updated. Many of these countries on this list are not tax haven countries, and actually I was told that none of them are. So in Montana code, we have a whole bunch of countries that we've identified as a bad player that are not. That does not make us look good. And I remember in, 2015 or 17, people from Liechtenstein, I believe, came up and were testifying about, why are we being singled out? We don't do this, and your list is outdated. So this is a good time to get rid of this list and clean up our laws so we're not this gotcha state. Please vote yes. This just cleans up our code and kind of gets us in line and doesn't have us act like we're the federal government.
Question now arises on the motion of Senator Zolnikoff that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Bill 246 recommend the same do pass. Many of those favor the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. President, 33 senators vote aye and 17 senators vote nay.
33 senators haven't voted aye, 17 haven't voted no. Senate Bill 246 has passed the Senate. Members, you now have before you for your consideration House Bill 102. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
House Bill 102, introduced by Gillette, by request of the Department of Public Health and Human Services, a bill for an act entitled an act revising laws related to accrediting entities for health care facilities, amending sections, and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections to the title and history of the bill as read?
None, Mr. President.
Clerk will read the sections.
1 through 6.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 102. What is your pleasure? Senator Glenn.
Mr. President, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 102, it recommend the same be concurred in.
Senator Glenn.
Thank you, members. This is a pretty simple bill, really. All it does, it goes through a number of the healthcare facilities, but allows them to go out and get accredited by any of the entities that are approved by the U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and not just limited to the four that they're limited to right now. So it allows them to go out and get accredited by everybody that the feds say can accredit them. And so that's better for all of our healthcare facilities. Encourage a green vote. Thank you.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. President.
Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, would the senator care to close? Senator has closed. The question now rises on the motion of Senator Glimm that when this committee does rise and report having under consideration House Bill 102, recommend the same be concurred in. Many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. President, 45 senators vote aye and 5 senators vote nay.
45 senators haven't voted aye, 5 haven't voted no. House Bill 102 has been concurred in. Members, you now have before you for your consideration House Bill 38. The clerk will read the title and the history of the bill.
House Bill 38, introduced by Oblender, by request of the Criminal Justice Oversight Council, a bill for an act entitled an act making the theft of a light vehicle a felony, revising sentencing laws for theft and amending section.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. President.
Clerk, read the sections.
Section 1.
Members, you now have before you House Bill 38. What is your pleasure, Senator Friedel?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that when this committee does rise report after having under consideration House Bill 38 that I recommend to concur in.
Senator Friedel.
Mr. Chair, this bill is pretty simple. If you actually turn it to page 3, line 25 through 27, it'll give you what has been changed. What has been added into here is the light vehicle is defined in 61-101. In the event that someone steals a vehicle that's in excess of $1,500, that they shall be fined not exceeding $50,000 or imprisoned by the state prison for no more exceeding of 10 years or both. Basically, what this bill is trying to attempt to do is to keep people from stealing vehicles, because if everybody knows that we live in a state that's very big, in fact, it's the fourth biggest one in the country, and to get anywhere around here, you need a vehicle. And by taking someone's vehicle, you're taking someone's livelihood. Thank you, Mr. President.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. President.
Any questions on the motion? Discussion? Seeing none, would the senator care to close? Senator has closed. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Friedel, when this committee does rise and report, having under consideration House Bill 38, recommend the same be concurred in. Many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. President, 35 senators vote aye and 15 senators vote nay.
35 senators haven't voted a yes, 15 haven't voted no. House Bill 38 has been concurred in. Members, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 487. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
Senate Bill 487, introduced by Vance, a bill for an act entitled an act generally revising motor vehicle laws, revising fees for driver's licenses, providing for the Department of Justice to set fees by rule, revising credentials valid for a driver's license application, revising procedures for revocation of a driver's license, allowing a person to have only one non-voided driver's license or identification card, setting an 8-year expiration date for adult driver's licenses, expanding rulemaking authority, and amending sections.
Are there any corrections to the title and history of the bill as read?
None, Mr. President.
Clerk, read the sections.
Sections 1 through 10.
Members, you now have before you Senate Bill 487. What is your pleasure, Senator Vance?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 487, that it recommend the same do pass.
Senator Vance.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Montana residents, most of us have had the experience of obtaining or renewing our driver's license. Over the past 10 to 15 years, customers and staff responsible in operating Merlin, the system that issues and maintains driver's license information, have experienced a slow, cumbersome, and inefficient system. The Montana Department of Motor Vehicle is implementing a new user-friendly, efficient system known as CARS. Adjustments to current law are being proposed in Senate Bill 487 to streamline issuing and obtaining a Montana driver's license. Sections 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, and 8 deal with streamlining and simplifying the driver's license and identification cards, as well as decreasing fraud. A person may only have one driver's license or identification card issued by the department at any time. Sections 3, 4, 8, and 10 revise fees for driver's licenses and provide for the MVD to set fees by rule. By moving the setting of fees to administrative rule, MVD can be more accurate with increasing or decreases when charging customers. By meeting, reporting, and working with the interim committee, MVD will be able to adjust fees in reaction to actual costs on a timely basis. I will stand for questions should there be any. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Are there any amendments?
Mr. President, I move to amend Senate Bill 487 with amendment SB 0487.001.001, signed Senator Esp.
Senator Esp, what is your pleasure?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move, I ask that Senate Bill 487 be amended with amendment number 487.001.001 and ask that it be posted and deemed read, Mr. President.
Senator Esp.
Mr. President, members of the committee.
Mr. President.
Yes.
I don't believe anybody has an amendment on their desk. Do you? Okay. Thank you. Last week?
Last week, yes. And it's a pretty simple amendment. All it does is put a sunset on the bill of June 30th, 2007, so we can look at that proposition in a few years, make sure it's working the way we think it should.
Is there a discussion on the amendment? Senator Vance.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I do consider this a friendly amendment. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, question now rises on the amendment of Senator Espin that Senate Bill 487 be amended. As many in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk will record the votes.
Mr. President, 50 senators vote aye.
50 senators haven't voted aye. Senate Bill 487 amendment passes. Are there any other further amendments?
None, Mr. President.
Is there discussion on the bill as amended? Senator Lynch.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the body, I rise today in opposition, and I think the bill, there's some good portions of it, and I think it certainly is a good cleanup bill. What I take issue with is if you look at page 15, when we get into lines 19 and 20, and if you get to page 17, the last two lines there, which would be above the amendment, lines 4 and 5 there, I guess where I'm going with this is a philosophical argument, and it's a slippery slope. And so really, if the legislature wants to give up their ability to regulate taxes and fees, we certainly can put that in administrative rules. The good sponsor, good amendment sponsor, the chairman of Finance and Claims, I think that certainly does help. It'll make us take a look at it again in the future. But I think that philosophically, it's a choice for this body to make right now. And if we want to abdicate our responsibility to the agencies, we certainly can do that. But I think we'll rue the day that we do. So vote no, Mr. Chair.
Is there any other discussion on the motion? Seeing none, would the senator care to close? Senator has to close. Question arises on the motion of Senator Vance when this committee does rise and report, having under consideration Senate Bill 487, recommend the same do pass. As many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. President, 24 senators vote aye and 26 senators vote nay.
24 senators haven't voted aye, 26 haven't voted no. Senate Bill 487 has not passed second reading. Members, you now have before you for your
consideration. Mr. President, move to indefinitely postpone Senate Bill 487.
For the motion of the majority leader, all those in favor vote aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. President, 46 senators vote aye and 4 senators vote nay.
46 senators haven't voted aye, 4 haven't voted no. Senate Bill 487 has been indefinitely postponed. Members, you now have before you for your consideration House Bill 286. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
House Bill 286, introduced by Cafaro, Gross, and Peregoy, a bill for an act entitled an act making suicide prevention programs an allowable use of funds from the healing and ending addiction through recovery and treatment account, amending sections and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections? The history and title of the bill is read.
None, Mr. President.
Clerk, read the sections.
1 through 3.
Members of the committee, you now have before you House Bill 286. What is your pleasure, Senator McGilvery?
Mr. President, I am the carrier for this bill, if I may.
I'm sorry, Senator. I have it different up here. Senator Gross.
Thank you. Mr. President, I move that when the committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 286, that recommend the same be concurred in, Mr. President.
Senator Gross.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. House Bill 286 expands allowable use of the special revenue account for the governor's HEART program to include youth suicide prevention programs. We heard this bill way back in February, and I asked about the budget for suicide prevention programs. That budget was only $400,000 from the general fund, with $200,000 of that going to crisis centers, which, as far as I do know, as I know, do not serve youth. Minus overhead for administration of this budget, only $125,000 remained, plus about $500,000 in grant program funding secured by the department. So I also asked about the suicide rate in Montana for the past 2 to 3 years, and our rate is about twice the national average at 26 per 100,000 compared to 14 per 100,000 nationally. And for youth, sadly, we are at about 12 per 100,000. For American Indian youth, the rate is even higher. So House Bill 286 is permissive. It's not mandatory in any way, has a $0 fiscal note, and I would ask that we vote yes. Thank you, Mr. President.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. President.
Discussion on the motion. Senator Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to question of the sponsor, please, or the carrier, please.
Will the sponsor yield?
Yes.
Carrier.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, could you define for me what youth suicide prevention entails?
Mr. President, Senator Fuller, I don't have that information in front of me, but if you look through the bill, in Section 1, on page 1, starting on line 20, it describes the parameters for any program receiving funds. So, for example, line 22, the program would have to improve access to utilization of and engagement and retention and prevention, treatment, and recovery support. And actually, I don't know if that was that helpful to answer your question. Actually, if you look at section 2, that describes the suicide prevention grant program. And so on page 2, line 18, any program that would be eligible for a grant would have to demonstrate credible evidence that the activity funded is effective in preventing suicide. And then you can read further down the page to see further what those programs would need to do. Senator, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Speak to the bill.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. The inclusion of youth suicide prevention on a healing and addiction recovery treatment account to me is a violation of a different topic under the bill heading, and for this I will have to be a no. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Ask.
Thank you, Mr. President. My thoughts were similar to Senator Fuller's. You have an account for one purpose. Now you're adding another purpose to that account. The purpose may be good, but it's the accounts for substance abuse, mental health issues, and recovery from substance abuse. I think there might be a good place for this program, but this isn't it.
Senator Trevis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I was just looking at the fiscal note and wondering why it's a zero impact. And on the assumptions of the fiscal analysis of the fiscal note on the number two there, it says expenditures from the HEART Fund for youth suicide prevention are currently allowable under the mental health provisions of that part of the MCA. And we have a lot of this kind of floating around. I think we put a lot of money towards it. In fact, I co-sponsored a bill in the House that died, but then by executive order was revived to the tune of $2.1 million that covers what I think this covers. So I think I'll be a no today on this one, just because I think it's somewhat redundant to a lot of our other efforts.
Senator McLafferty.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the Senate, ladies and gentlemen, several years back I carried a bill for suicide prevention training in our schools. We have a real epidemic here in the state of Montana. We're losing our young people at higher rates than anywhere else in the United States. Whether this money saves 10 lives or one life, every life is important that is saved. Think of the hell that the parents and the family go through when they're trying to figure out what went wrong. Let's not talk about the money. Let's talk about people's lives and vote yes for this bill. Thank you.
Senator Molnar.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Would the sponsor yield to a question, please?
The sponsor yield.
Yes.
Senator.
Mr. President, Senator Gross, what is the source of the HEART funds?
Mr. President, Senator Molnar, that's a really great question that I cannot answer. I hope that you have an answer yourself.
If I did, I wouldn't be asking, Mr. President. Can anybody answer that question?
Oh, Mr. President.
Senator.
Everyone around me is telling me it's the marijuana tax.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, that's kind of what I thought. And I'm going to segue real quick into the bill, but thus far this session, I have voted against any expenditure of the marijuana money. Senator Lange and I have voted the same on his bills for two sessions, with the exception of two bills, because he wants to put marijuana money into road maintenance for recreational and conservation districts. I consider that money as tainted as any money can be. But the fact is, in this bill, it would be properly spent. Addiction and mental health and suicide in the youth of our state is one in the same. I could name right now 12 kids that have died from addiction that caused mental health problems. Some killed themselves. If we're going to take a look at it, let's keep the purity of the program. This is the purity of the program. But not everything has to be handled like government. Well, we put this money there and we got some money over. This is the target group. There is no other target group that's put the money where the problem is. And if later this session, in appropriations or Senate finance or next session, we take a look at bringing them all into one, making them into more smaller groups, putting them in reservations plus high use areas, whatever we do, let's do it. But let's not ignore the fact that this money comes from addiction. It creates depression, and kids kill themselves, and young adults kill themselves. Let's put the money where the problem is and quit trying to play like there's something pure about the word heart. Let's have a heart.
Seeing no further discussion, would the senator care to close?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to speak to that special revenue account there, and I was on the right track. I shouldn't have second-guessed myself, but on line 18 on page 1, you can see that HEART funds may be used for mental health promotion, and on line 19, crisis and treatment. So that definitely, I think that youth suicide prevention falls within the parameters of that special revenue account. Again, this is permissive, not mandatory, and we do have a real epidemic here in the state. This is a small ask. Please vote yes.
Question now raised on the motion of Senator Gross from this committee. Does rise and report having under consideration House Bill 286 to recommend the same be concurred in? Many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Senator Escher, does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. President, 39 senators vote aye and 11 senators vote nay.
39 senators haven't voted aye, 11 haven't voted no. House Bill 286 has been concurred in on second reading. Members, you now have before you for your consideration House Bill 25. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
House Bill 25, introduced by Welch by request of the Revenue Intern Committee, a bill for an act entitled Act repealing the property tax abatement for gray water systems, repealing sections and providing an immediate effective date and a retroactive applicability date.
Are there any corrections to the title and history of the bill as read?
None, Mr. President.
Clerk, read the sections.
1 through 4.
Members, you now have before you for your consideration House Bill 25. What is your pleasure, Senator Hertz?
Mr. President, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 25, that I recommend the same be concurred in, Mr. President.
Senator Hertz.
Mr. President, members of the body, what gray water is, treatments, be as if you had your kitchen sink hooked up and all the gray water coming out of that was going out to your yard to water some plants or something. So it's a great idea, but we've had this abatement program for a couple of decades maybe. I'm not sure the exact time. I think there's one person who's used it. It just doesn't get used. Revenue Interim Committee had some good hearings on it. We decided it just needs to be repealed. These are not very expensive. I looked down online. I mean, you can almost install one for maybe $500, average between $1,000 to $2,000. So I suspect most individuals just aren't asking for an abatement because it's only $10, $15 you might save once a year. So good idea. We don't need to incentivize it. People are out there doing it. I would request a do pass. Thank you.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. President.
Discussion on the motion. Senator Hayman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think this bill is kind of short-sighted at this point in time. When we look at the 2021 Montana Water and Supply Drought Outlook Report, it stated then that 42% of the state is classified as abnormally dry, with another 18% of the state in severe to extreme drought conditions. This opportunity to capture gray water and to use it productively, whether it be on farming lands or in gardens or just general operations of day-to-day living, is going to become a more important option for Montanans. And even though the good sponsor of the bill is correct that it hasn't been used that much, I think that it will see a resurgence of use and demand, and I think we should be prepared as a state, and it wouldn't hurt if we promoted this down the road in light of our drought problems. So I'm a no on this bill.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, would the senator care to close? Senator Hess, close. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Hertz. When this committee does rise and report, having under consideration House Bill 25, recommend the same be concurred in. Many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the votes.
Mr. President, 33 senators vote aye and 17 senators vote nay.
33 senators haven't voted aye, 17 haven't voted no. House Bill 25 has been concurred in second reading. Senator Fitzpatrick.
Mr. President, I move the committee rise and report.
You've heard the motion of Senator Fitzpatrick. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Motion carries. Secretary will read the report.
Mr. President, we have a committee of the whole having had under consideration business on second reading. Respectfully report as follows. Senate bills passed, Senate Bill 246. House bills concurred in, House Bill 2538. 100, 102, 246, 286. Senate Bill 104 passed for the day. Senate Bill 487 indefinitely postponed.
Senator Fitzpatrick.
Mr. President, I move adoption of the committee report.
You've heard the motion of Senator Fitzpatrick that the committee of the whole report be adopted. As many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 members have voted yes.
50 senators haven't voted yes. Committee of the Whole report has been adopted. Without objection, we'll go to order business 9, third reading of bills.
Mr. President, House Bill 52 introduced by Zolnikoff, a bill for an act entitled Revising Common Carrier Regulation.
House Bill 52, having been read through three several times, question, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote yes. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk or secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 48 have voted yes. 2 have voted no.
48 senators haven't voted aye. 2 haven't voted no. House Bill 52 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 76, introduced by Schillinger, a bill for an act entitled Generally Revised Transportation Laws.
House Bill 76 has been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 members have voted yes.
50 members haven't voted yes. House Bill 76 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 320, introduced by Durham, a bill for an act entitled Generally Revised Motor Vehicle Laws.
House Bill 320 have been read through three several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 48 voted yes. 2 have voted no.
48 senators haven't voted yes. 2 have voted no. House Bill 320 has passed the Senate.
That is all, Mr. President.
That objection will go to order business number 9, motions. Senator Fitzpatrick.
Mr. President, I move to re-refer Senate Bill 246 by Senator Zolnikoff, Revised Corporate Income Tax Water's Edge Election Laws, to the Finance and Claims Committee.
Without objection, is ordered.
Mr. President, I re-refer House Bill 38 by Representative Oblander, Generally Revised Laws, Theft Laws to Enumerate Theft of a Light Vehicle, to the Finance and Claims Committee.
Without objection, is ordered. That objection will go to order business number 12, announcements of committee meetings. Senator Regeer.
Mr. President, Senate Judiciary will meet tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, four bills and some executive action.
Senator S.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Finance and Claims tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. We have three bills and some executive action.
Senator Small.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Senate Business and Labor, 8:30 a.m., room 422, three bills and some executive action tomorrow morning.
Senator Cuff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. State Administration meets today, room 335, 3 p.m. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Sales.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Energy and Telecommunications tomorrow will not be meeting. And if I could, a quick announcement.
You may.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tomorrow, down in the rotunda, Montana Hospital Association going to feed you some good sandwiches, but better yet, I'm hoping and betting there'll be some potatoes there. Maybe in chips, but they'll be there. Be there tomorrow.
Senator McGilvery.
Mr. President, Public Health will not meet today. We will meet Wednesday. Thank you.
Senator Wellborn.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Natural Resources at 2:45 for some executive action, and then we've got three bills. Thank you.
Senator Solomon.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Education today, 3 o'clock. We've got a couple of confirmation hearings, a couple of bills. Thank you.
Senator Hertz.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Tax, back in the saddle again tomorrow, 9 a.m., three bills. Probably have you out of there in 45 minutes.
Senator Friedel.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Local Government meet 15 minutes after floor, three bills. Thank you, Mr. President.
Mr. Pro Tem Bogner.
Mr. President, I rise for a general announcement.
You
Mr.
May.
Mr. President, the Governor's Prayer Breakfast is happening this Saturday at 8:30, Carroll College. There will be a shuttle from the Capitol to the event on Saturday morning. If you do know you are going, please stop by the President's office, the desk there, so that the coordinators can get an accurate head count and enough shuttles. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Hertz.
Mr. President, I'm looking for the basketball. Who has the basketball? Keep it rolling. We need
Senator
money.
Heimbaugh has it.
Senator Heimbaugh, that'll be extra money.
Real quick, members, just want you to be cognizant of the chairs. We're signing a lot of bills now. There's, I think, about 150 that we signed off today, and hopefully about another 100 or so this afternoon. When you do announce committee meetings, and if you have testimony scheduled, make sure that you're not having your hearing before your testimony that's scheduled. So make sure that your posted time is the time that you're actually going. Without further ado, Senator Fitzpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate stand adjourned until the hour 1 o'clock on March 14th, 2023, the 50th Legislative Day.
You've heard the motion of Senator Fitzpatrick. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. We'll adjourn tomorrow at 1 o'clock.